すればや。オムナモバガバテワスデバヤ。オムナモバガバテワスデバヤ。So we are reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 8, Chapter 2, Text 20. And later on I will read a few more verses. So table is 20? 20. Traikada tadgiri kananshaya Karen birvaruna yatta pascharan. Sakantaka kichaka venu vetravat Vishala gulman prarujan vanaspatin.Tatra ikada tadgiri kananshaya Karenu birvarana yauta pascharam Sakantakam kichaka venu etravam Vishala gulman prarujan vanaspatim Tatraikada tadgiri kananshaya Karenu virvarana yauta pascharam Sakantakam kichaka venu vetravad Vishala gulman prarujan vanaspatim.Please chant. Vaishnavas. Tatra Terim Ekada. Once upon a time, Tadgiri, of that mountain, Trikuta, Kanana Shayaha, who lives in the forest, Kareno Bihi, accompanied by female elephants, Varana Yutapaha, the leader of the elephants, Charan, while wandering toward the lake, Sakantakam, a place full of thorns, Kichaka Veno Vetravat, with plants and creepers of different names, Vishala Gulmam, many tickets, Prarujan, breaking, Vanapatin, trees and plants. Translation by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The leader of the elephants who lived in the forest of the mountain Trikuta once wandered toward the lake with his female elephants. He broke many plants, creepers, thickets, and trees, not caring for their piercing thorns. Text 21, because it's not purport. I will just read translation. Simply by catching scant of that elephant, all the other elephants, the tigers and the other ferocious animals, such as lions, rhinoceros, great serpents, and black and white sharavas fled in fear. The chamari deer also fled. Text 22. By the mercy of this elephant, animals like the foxes, wolves, buffaloes, bears, boars, gopuchas, porcupinas, first time here about monkeys, rabbits, the other deer, and many other small animals loitered elsewhere in the forest. They were not afraid of him. Purport. All the animals were practically controlled by this elephant, yet although they could move without fear, because of respect, they did not stand before him. Jai Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So I already said Om Agyanate Mirandasya, so I go into verse. So here is a very nice description in Srimad Bhagavatam about this lake and that mountain, Trikuta. It is explained that it was hiked 10,000 yojanas. There is actually about 80,000 miles. And there is nice garden there. It's called Ritumat, and it's built by Varuna. And there is also a very nice lake. And all story took place in that lake. Just in the beginning, I want to say how is blessed devotees who has the taste to read and this description and to relish description of Srimad Bhagavatam. So ordinary people without knowledge of revealed scriptures can just speculate about material world, what is going on another planet, who is God, why we are here, who we are, you know. And ordinary materialistic people, they can think about 80s, then everything just, we are all just bunch of chemicals, we are That's all what's about, and material world description on other planets, of a situation on other planets is just dust and piece of stone. But here we have another kind of story. Sorry. So there is verse in Bhagavad Gita, Prakrite Kriyamana Ninguna Ikarmani Sarvashaha, is explained in somebody who is bewildered by 3 months material nature can not understand what's going on, and they're under illusion of I and mine. So same thing is happening to these poor elephants who are thinking then, I'm all in all, I'm very powerful, nobody is close to me in a strength. And later on in the scriptures is explained in a few more verses how he come to the point to realize there is always somebody else more powerful than him. In this case, one big crocodile appear and catch him, and he was fighting for 1,000 years for his life. And on the end, he remembered Krishna, and he started to call, please, Krishna, save me. And he's explained later on how he went to the spiritual world. So this beautiful description, Srimad Bhagavatam, actually is meant to wake up conditioned souls, including us, aspiring devotees, to come to the point to, search for a purpose of life, search for understanding who we are, where we are going, and what we want. Ultimately, we want love of God, pure love of God. So what came in my mind by reading this description is today's situation in the world is actually very precarious. Is it precarious? It's explained actually, people have so many interest in a life, so many material desire, so many things to want to understand. One of thing is, for example, their interest in animals. And some of them want to hunt the animals. And they're going to Africa. They pay so much money to go there, and they get some good guns. And they kill them, and they sell them, or they capture them, and they want to, they sell them to the different zoo all over the world, and to give other people a chance to see them, to, relish so-called, beauty of other creatures. But, ultimately they are also killing them. They really don't care about their beauty. So I hear actually the Romans, a long time ago, they used to enjoy fights between animals in their arena, and they used to combine together. They used to put together lions and tigers, and they want to enjoy their fights. So we know from Bhagavad Gita that Krishna said of animals, between animals and lion, but according with according to information what we get from Romans, we find out actually that in many cases actually tigers, they kill the animals, lions. And even today some people, they put together these two animals in some secluded place, and they really find out that tigers are more powerful. They actually come to the conclusion, why is it like that? They find out that tiger has more stronger muscles. They have more muscles, more stronger muscles. And they're much faster than lions. And when they fight, lions in real combat, lions actually, he stand on the last two rear legs, and he's punching the lion with four legs with big claws. And lions, actually he's standing on three legs, and he's punching only with one left or right. I mean, legs. So they find out then because tiger are standing in two legs, he's actually in a higher position, and he has opportunity to punch lion from the top, and lions has opportunity to punch the to tiger only on the level of the shoulder. And because the tiger is much more faster to some degree than lion, so tiger also, when a lion tried to punch him, tiger actually block his punch with one leg, and another one he punched him on the face. And when lion again tried to punch with another leg, lion tiger again do the same things and punch him with another legs. So they find out, and after some time lions just give up and just went away. All the fight is continuing going on because of continuing streaking of tiger, you know, lion lose the strength, and then actually tiger catch him by neck and kill him. So many things we don't know what's going on, but people find out this kind of description. And so human being in today's society, they're also like animals, and they're also fighting between one another. We also have so-called, they say, UFC, some kind of fighting combat with all kind of, you know, any kind of martial arts, whatever you know you can imply in a fight. And people are joined to look at that fight. But Srila Prabhupada said then, actually, everybody in this material world is animal, basically, until he understands and he's in a human form of life. He's not his body, and his body is not meant for sense enjoyment, to think everything, I am all in all, everything is mine. So because of this kind of situation today, we have a very precarious situation. People are choosing other animals to be their leaders. And these other animals, when come to that position, they're also thinking they're big tigers and they can, you know, punch anybody else. And they're leaders of big country. So in that big country, everybody feeling we are all big animals. We have our leader who is the biggest animals. And we have power, strength to fight other small animals in other countries. And if they don't surrender to us, we will attack them and kill them. And this is exactly the situation that's going on today in today's society. So ultimate fighter is actually Krishna. And his beautiful description in revealed scriptures in Srimad Bhagavatam about fight. This is plain actually in a higher planetary system how people are fighting, you know, living being, different kind of living being, demoniac and pious, divine living being, they're fighting, demigods, demons, they're fighting between one another. And sometimes demons, they're more powerful, sometimes demigods, they're more powerful. And by Krishna's arrangement, you know, this story is going on from time immemorial. And and ultimately in a Krishna book is explained about ultimate fighter Krishna. He was fighting many big demons who have the mystic power, you know, like Trinivrata, Agasura, Putana, and then appeared as ordinary being, but after they expand themselves. Same with Balarama also. He was fighting with Drivida, Gorilla Drivida. And if people really want to fight, they can find a description in these beautiful books. So all this description of fight between animals in different region, universe, and their situation, what they're going through, is a mean actually to wake up us conditioned souls to realize then if we don't understand who we are by karma, we have opportunity to also go to lower species of life in this planet Earth to fight another animals, and somebody can make video about us, you know, and we'll be killed, or we can kill somebody, but ultimately we will die. Or according to karma, we can go to different region in the universe and have the body of this kind of powerful living beings in a form of demons or demigods, and again fight, because fight is going on ultimately always, all the time. Fight is going on all level. Fight is going on in our minds between demoniac and divine tendency, in our hearts, as Srila Prabhupada said. And so it's very, very precarious condition. Verse Prakrite Kriyamanani Gunai Karmani Sarvashaha explained then under most material nature it's not possible to understand who we are until we surrender to the pure devotee of Krishna. Srila Prabhupada is one of this great acharya who brought this knowledge to the world today, and people have opportunity to relish and understand these books. But because there's so much in so much absorbed in bodily platform of life, bodily condition of life, is very difficult to them to understand that. And because again they're choosing to have leaders who are in the same condition, is no way they can come out from bodily concept of life. So again, this beautiful description can give them some clue and tools how to come out. So in Bhagavad Gita, there are so many beautiful verses, and everybody can relish and read them and study them. Srila Prabhupada said it's not enough one lifetime to read all of these books. What to speak about relish them more and more. And we are all to different degree aware how we are very much unqualified to understand them to more deeper degree. But this should not be excuse. Then we should not try harder and harder to be more absorbed in that beautiful descriptions. We should have some kind of time management to have time for preaching, for studying, for association, for regular sadhana, chanting Hare Krishna, Mangala Arati. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, this description about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who gave us the tools, and he was using the tools to come out from this precarious condition. And this tools is Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. And he was himself relishing them to the highest degree. And by relishing Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, we have the taste to relish this beautiful description of the holy name. I mean, of the description of the Krishna, Krishna's pastimes, pastimes of the his devotees, how they are struggling by common contact with non-devotees, and ultimately how they are always victorious on the end. So there's so many beautiful descriptions of our fight, like fight between Balaram and Lord Balaram and Drivida. Drivida was making so much problems in that part of the world at that time, and Balaram come to fight with him. In the beginning they were so strong, they were pick up the top of the mountain as they threw into one another, And after that, they were pick up the trunk of big trees. They're so powerful, and they've been beating one another. And when there's no more trees around them, they're coming close to one another, or they're using their fists, and they're punching one another very strongly. And this fight was going on for days and days, I think 27 days. And ultimately, Dravida, Gorilla Dravida, understands who is in front of him. And he was his lovingly supreme personality of Godhead, Lord Balaram, and he surrendered to him. So, welcome point to in a life where every conditioned soul in human form of life on this planet Earth, ultimately creation after creation after creation, to every living being, to choose and to think about God. And by fighting, the same fighting is going on. They are fighting with most material nature, and beat them on many different ways. They are sometimes think that they are glorious, they are winner, but ultimately death come, disease come, and this is plain only Krishna know how really karma works. So karma ultimately destiny come to them. And they start to feel defeated. And that time, they turn to Krishna, like, in the same way, like in this story, elephant, king of the elephant, turn to the Krishna, when he start to fight for his life. So the more people in general realize these things, the more how they're fighting for existence, the more they're aware of what's going on, and we can help them by our preaching on many different levels. Some of our leaders, they're preaching to the head of government in different countries. For example, in Croatia, President of Croatia, Josipovic, has very good relationship with the devotees. They gave to him many, many books. He invited them to different programs. And this nice thing is going on there. Also here in America, we know President Obama, he met Radhana Maharaj, he got the Bhagavad Gita a long time ago. Many other leaders, they get opportunity to know about Krishna, but they need more association with the devotees, with our Krishna consciousness movement. This is what Srila Prabhupada wants. He wants more and more. He wants highest things. He wants the devotee come to the top. In the beginning, he said the devotee are not interested in politics, but how times is going on and on, people in general will realize more and more how only knowledge they can find are useful for them is knowledge given them by Krishna himself, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu himself, and pure devotee like Srila Prabhupada. So we like instruments of previous acharyas. We should try to do our best to help people to come to the stage, to understand. Beginning, they are not this body. And after that, what is the nature of the soul? Nature of the soul is to love somebody. But who you will love? We are all persons. So Supreme Person also exists, and we have a relationship with him. So this kind of understanding ultimately nullified and overpower all other understanding of God, what other religion and other spiritual teachings to some degree they have it. So it's big task in front of us. Last few weeks I have opportunity to meet very nice people on the street, and I Krishna inspired me to get telephone numbers of them or email. There is many different ways how you can contact people, and I contact them, and some of them came here and they heard the Maha Mantra. They have opportunity to associate with the devotees. I preach to them to some extent. And you know, this kind of endeavor really give you some kind of desire to be more advanced, be ourselves, to be more advanced, because it's nice to give them the books, bring them to the temple, but they also want to, their persons, you know, they want to see, they want to feel you, they want to feel your purity, they want to feel how really know you know about Krishna. It's explained, more you know about Krishna, more you love him. So we should push ourselves to know more and more, to be more and more absorbed about Krishna. Because this absorption give Krishna impetus to give you more, to give you power, spiritual power, strength, memory, to remember him more and more. And this kind of power people will feel is explained in later on in scriptures of Goswamis, how these great souls, Goswamis, different empower leaders and saints on the past 500 years ago, when somebody just hear them, how they were talking with utmost humility and purity and with a big degree, great degree of knowledge of Krishna, they were immediately, they were surrendering to them. So it's not easy for us who are not born in the beginning of our life on that stage of consciousness, but Prabhupada said that it's possible. It's possible if you're really very much absorbed in Krishna consciousness, it's very much. So one of the guides for us could be one of the six items of surrendering, which is plain nectar of instruction, to accept everything that is favorable for devotional service and reject everything what is not favorable for devotional service. If you think just about this one sentence, I mean, in every second of our life, you can choose what is favorable for our devotional service and what is not favorable for our devotional service. This can be in a moment when you chant Hare Krishna, in a moment when you read Srila Prabhupada books to be more absorbed in them, in a moment when we associate with one another, in a moment when we come on Mangalaratik, perform our daily sadhana, and 24 hours a day when we go to sleep. It is explained if you read regularly Krishna book before we go to bed, then we have opportunity to dream about Krishna also. So we have all this tendency in our conditional life to be actually something, to be very powerful, to be very intelligent. So Krishna and pure devotees, they give us the chance to be real, not false, powerful, false, intelligent, but real. You know, real power is in a soul, in her relationship with Krishna. Is explained even in a spiritual world how fighting is going on between Krishna and cowherd boys, even between Krishna and gopis. You know, they're fighting with them. There is the case one time, there's just Navadvipa Parikrama is going on, how in one place in Vrindavan, Krishna was waiting, then gopis are coming on the way to the home with big pots of milk or yogurt, and path was very narrow, and when they come very close, Krishna was asking for them to give me money, tax, you had to pay, but they don't want it, and they start to fight about with this pot of yogurt, and they were, you know, Krishna want to take this pot from their hand, they want to keep it, and on the end, pot that broke down, and yogurt, you know, milk, you know, went away, was spread all the place. So we can relish this kind of fighting to the degree then we can also be one of those associates with Krishna. You see, so this gradual progression in our scriptures, first to understand that we are not this body, and we are not this mind, and all kinds of struggle for existence is completely useless and without any meaning, because we have to die whatever we want to achieve in our life. So then Bhagavad Gita is some basic instruction, but it's so powerful that any kind of instruction can give you ultimate love of God. In Srimad Bhagavatam, like this story was going on still, is a more deep kind of understanding how all kind of living creatures exist in a higher planetary system, different plane of the universe, were much more powerful than we, and have similar kind of form, like animal forms, but more stronger, they live longer. And ultimately, we can go to Chaitanya Charitamrita to relish, to the degree, it's not possible to the degree what Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing, but to some degree, actually, if you get Krishna Prem, we can relish even to the highest degree all this story, what is going on in this universe, or many other kind of similar kind of universe, is unlimited number of universe, and also what's going on in spiritual world, like in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, it's explained what's going on all in spiritual world, and ultimately we want this loving exchange between us and Krishna, the highest loving exchange, the ideal loving exchange. Ideal is a loving exchange between Radha and Krishna. But even them, there are sometimes fights, in a mental, you can say, mind level. But it is very high topics. And to understand that, to come to relish that, we should, we inspiring devotee, we should try to run in our devotional life, to not waste time, to try to relish Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, nectar devotion, Krishna book. Life is very, very short. And even little endeavor, just one story, if you meditate on. It's explained in Chaitanya Charitamrita how Brahmana in South India, he was illiterate and he cannot even read. And other Brahmanas around him, smarter Brahmanas, they were making fun of him. But when he saw the picture of Krishna, how he's driving the chariot of Arjuna, and he was crying and he was saying, Krishna was so beautiful, so magnanimous. He is God himself, but he was giving opportunity to Arjuna driving a chariot of Arjuna and giving him opportunity to fight for higher purpose, what is explained in Bhagavad Gita. And just by seeing this picture, he was crying. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu told him, you are real authority of Bhagavad Gita. So we should really try to cry for holy name, to cry even when we read these books, really, honestly. And this is the price, this great eagerness, not just mechanical process, kind devotee, somehow or other I can make it, We know recently two great souls, they left the body, what wait for us also. So this is warning, time will come to leave this body. So I'll finish here. If somebody has some questions or comments, otherwise I'll finish here. Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai, Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Hare Krishna.